Tessie Bethel is a laid-off custodian. Her unemployment runs out before Christmas. She gets $179 a week.
I had to pay $85 for an eye exam yesterday. It's gone. I only have $40 left for up until next Tuesday again. I mean, it doesn't last.
The proposed plan includes cutting the maximum weekly benefit from $525 to $350. That's more in line with Virginia, Georgia, and South Carolina. And the plan also makes it mandatory for governmental entities and nonprofits to contribute to the unemployment system. David Heinen is with the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits.
You know, it's not an enormous tax, but it is a new tax on nonprofits. And
Republican Senator Bob Rucho chairs the Revenue Law Study Committee. He says businesses will see a slight increase as well.
An insolvent fund means nobody benefits from it, and that's something that we can't allow to happen.
Rucho says this plan would allow North Carolina to quickly repay the federal government the $2.5 billion it borrowed to cover unemployment benefits during the recession. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.